The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
I brought my walkings of grace. I've brought my walkings of grace, even to walk within you, even a walking of birthing, even a walking of birthing within you. I've come to raise you. I've come to help you. I've come to help you even with the spirit of the season. Even that it may not just be something over you, that it may be something within you. That it may be a conversation, strong and mighty. That it may be a conversation even in your heart. Go past your lips. Past your lips, even into your heart, even into your soul. I've come to walk within you. Even the spirit of lowliness, even the spirit of meekness, even the spirit of my grace, even the spirit of my life, even the spirit of love, It takes a child to love. I've come to walk within you. The workings of a child, that you may be little children, that you may be love beings, I've come to walk within you, love nature, yes. even love nature, yes. Even a walking of love, yes. Even a walking of my miracle, even this is my miracle, yes. Even this is my wonder, this is my wonder, yes. this is my sign, a walking within you, even grace walked within you, even grace cooked within you, I've come to make it work, that you may glide on with grace, Without struggle.
Can we pray this morning? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you praise for what you want to do today. You said you don't want it to just be something that will be over us, but something worked in us. And over the night, you directed my heart to Christ in you, the hope of glory. And made me see that a man can be in Christ and is different from Christ being in the man. That you want to bring us from being in Christ to Christ being in us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for confirming what you want to do. We pray today that you are going to help me to make my tongue like a pen of a ready writer. To write that which you want to write into our hearts. To do that which you want to do. By yourself. By your grace. Help me, Lord Jesus, to say it the way I should say it. To make you manifest the way I should speak. And help your people. For to see the fellowship of the mystery. Which has been hid in the ages past. Even in this meeting. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise today. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I know there are many reasons why people attend churches. For some, it's the music of the church. For some, it's the signs and wonders that they see in advertisement, whether it be propaganda or the real. Okay? And for us is the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus was speaking to the Jews among his disciples. He said, if Ye are my disciples. You will have to continue in my words. That's how I will know that you are my disciples. So for us in the house, our labor is to be a disciple.
Yes, sir.
There is a work that God is doing in this season that we will not understand. It's not about we may not understand. Of an assurance, we cannot understand if we don't give ourselves to the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
And in the house here, our labor is on the word. And not just any word. On the word of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we place premium on what God is saying. And we follow it to the letter.
Yes, sir.
So if you look at our music, look at our song. Pastor Lydia was talking about natural brother the other time. Today, my natural brother came to church in Ondo. He said something. He said, Bronny, why is it that in your church, you use special number to do praise and worship? Within me, I knew what he was talking about, because where we came from, the Apostolic Church, we sing choruses. There was this song that Lively Music wrote sometimes ago, raising many songs to glory. Amen?
Amen.
Those were the songs that we were singing that he met with us. But the truth is, when message, when words, you know, comes into song, it glues to the heart.
Yes,
eh? Like a fluke. You know when they say liver fluke is a parasite that attaches itself to the liver?
Yeah.
Eh? And until it finishes that liver, it won't leave. And that's the way words, lines, rhymes glue themselves to the heart of a man when it comes into a song. You know, Pastor Lydia was teaching us one of these days, and then she was recounting an accident that happened of a Yahoo boy who wanted to rescue him. What they were hearing in the car beaming is, do me, do me, do me, do me, do me. You go window, you know. And the people that went to rescue you were saying, ah, no wonder, something don't do you. Indeed, you have wound. The same way, when we sing the song of the word of God, it has a way of doing us. It will do in us a work that we ourselves cannot fathom.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in this season, a kind of work like that is going on.
Yes, sir.
I want to congratulate those who came for the first time today, because the kind of work that is going on right now,
yes, sir,
is like the season of war.
Yes, sir.
When they recruit people, they give them short service.
Yes, sir.
And if they can just go to that war and come back, they are promoted.
Yeah.
Eh? It's like when they are teaching chemistry. You joined in the master's class. Eh? The way the thing will be rolling, the kind of formula you'll be seeing, the structure and all that, head won't bust. Where we are right now is a major work that is being done, which if the Lord can help you to, can I say, gate crash, or to have an entrance, you are blessed of all men. So, God's interest in this time is to bring many into appearance in His realm. Amen? Can I shock you? Man was in the realm of God in his thoughts. But the day he created man, man became a being that have to go on a journey to appear in the realm of God. That one was still there. Then fall came in. He now went farther away from the realm of God, to the extent that all of his thoughts and his imagination became evil. Not just becoming evil, it became evil continually. Amen.
Amen.
To the extent that God repented. When he said it repented God, it means God blamed himself. It means God came to a point of, had I know.
Yeah.
Amen. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. So if they say that something pains, this thing is not just, you see that grief. We don't understand it here. What we understand is pain. Inu Oluwa si baje nitori ti o da eniyan si aye o si dun de okan re. Let me give an illustration. Sisters, have you been there before that a guy just came around you? You love the guy so much. It's not that you just love the guy so much, but the guy can't get some small money. An extra charge. You know that kind of a thing. And then the guy was just coming around. He was just coming around. He didn't even say anything. He was just coming around. He didn't even say anything. And then he now met one of your friends. Ah, he's just my friend. Ah, she's just my friend. Oh, meet my friend. And all of a sudden, less than 6 months, you see wedding ivy. And the wedding ivy has his name and not your name. This person was so friendly to you that at some point you begin to see dreams and visions. And then you are actually ready for marriage. Hey, my God. My God. You are actually ready for marriage and trusting God. Actually, you are trusting God. Funny enough, this other person that you see the name of the what is not even thinking. Peradventure, she's even younger than you. Peradventure. Will he not pay you to the heart? Ah, serious pain. The first time I had that kind of pain was when I repeated primary 6. No, I'm not ashamed to say it anyway. I repeated primary 6. And then my brother came closer. My younger brother came closer. I think he was in primary 3. When I was in primary 6. Now, I repeated primary 6. He was in primary 4. Then, the younger ones on the streets. You know, the school was in our streets. To the extent that we even walked barefooted to school. As close as school was. The day we don't get you to go to school, we'll go to school. Yes, nothing spoiled. That will not pay me. But the fact that I have to repeat primary 6, the thing pained me to the heart. I now got to secondary school. My mates were now my senior. You know, go pay you. The thing pained me. The same way it will pain that lady. when they say something, it's not in the mind. It has gotten to the heart. That was the destruction that the venom of the devil did to man. And when he did this, he went away rejoicing. I have done it. God cannot come to man again. Isaiah chapter 40. Man is grass. All flesh is grass. That was the depletion. And he started falling like that, nosediving, until he get to dust. He didn't even stop at dust. He went to grave. He went to hell. Can you imagine? But what God is doing right now is to make that same man appear in his realm.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Note that the realm that God created man in the earth, is actually away from God.
Yes,
when he said away from God, from the eternal consciousness of God, from the eternal being of God, there is that scripture that talk about above their head in the prophet. He described it to a point that the highest you can see is the realm of cherub. But far above their head is a throne. And the one that sat on it is like a son of man. That realm, man is not existing there. That thing that you saw in that scripture is a prophecy of what should happen. That man should be seen in the realm above the head of the cherubs. But if a man will come into that realm, there are steps to climb. There are places to step. Amen.
Amen.
Are we being blessed this morning?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
He has captured it in some mysteries. Colossians chapter 2. The mystery of Christ, the mystery of the Father, the mystery of God. If you read it, it will say God, Father, Christ. But he's reading it from the tip of the ladder on top towards the down. But when you will climb it, you will climb from the base of the ladder towards the top. And the first place to climb is where? The mystery of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So the first major appearance of a man in the realm of God is when he has captured the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The first ladder to climb to appear in the realm of God is that ladder. But do you know that that first step like that has a lot of steps you will have to take? I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was dead. Now I'm alive. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. That song is not a song for new believers. I will paint it. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So to see the kingdom of God is to be born again. But if you stay being born again, you will only see the kingdom. You will not enter. Except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter. There is no possibility. Are you with me? You see, this entrance is actually when you began to actually enter Christ. I said, this is the least a man must be or can be before God can see him. Before God can see a man, he must have captured the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God that I am in Ife Assembly. And most of us, we are academically learned. Right? Before you say a man is learned in the realm of academics, what will we be looking out for? Eh? Tertiary education. How do you class that tertiary education? First degree. Christ is the first degree in the realm of God. So if Christ is the first degree, what happens to kindergarten? What happens to playgroup? What happened to primary 1 to 6? What happened to GS 1 to 3? What happened to SS 1 to 3? You see, that is the journey between being born again, being born by water and spirit, and then entrance into the kingdom. When you see a first degree holder, you know, sometimes when I write, I still do some spell check. At some point, when I write, I'm sure of what I'm writing. But the truth is, I didn't start like that. Some of us here are so brilliant that you can't miss one grammar and they will say, Otabon. Standing here now, I don't know how many Ibon that I have shot. All this fitty we are doing, we didn't start like this. Yes. But with even all this fitty we are doing, if we don't get first degree, they don't know us in academics. So we'll just be speaking big grammar. When it comes to a place where it matters, they will ask, what's your credentials? What do you carry? If police ask you, what do you carry? He won't check your boots. But if in the realm of academics, they ask you, where do you carry? Bring out your papers. Before they can see that you want to make a journey to the Father, you must have complete your journey in Christ. Actually, the Father comes to the realm of Christ to come and harvest children. So, in your department, Dr. Esther can bear me witness. What the professors do is that they are looking into the midst of the first degree students, undergraduate, to see which one of them can we bring in to come and do masters. They do that. They scout. And then when they are doing masters, they are looking out again. One student, let's even bring them in to come and start teaching. And then you will now see that you will now start teaching first degree students, undergraduates. Why? He has completed his first degree well and has also moved higher. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
I'm only saying that the realm of Christ, to the acquisition of the fullness of Christ, is the first place Father can see you. And if Father cannot see you, God is not seeing you. I'm talking about the eternal realm of God. You know, when God created, he stepped down to everlasting. Have you not heard? Have you not known? The everlasting God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. It was the everlasting God that created the heavens and the earth. Lower than the eternal God. Yes, it's the same person. But let me say it like this. Some CEO will not allow you to drive them. So when they are driving, what are they? They are a driver. Yeah, he's a driver. Police will meet you on the road and ask you, what do you carry? At that point, you are not a CEO. He knows Sabi you. It is when he now comes to your office that you will now see that, I'm sorry, yo. I don't know you, I see you. You understand what I'm saying? So the everlasting God is also the same as the eternal God. So when he stepped down to create man, it was the realm of man that he was creating. He created the realm of man. The realm of everlasting is actually supposed to be the realm of man before he fell. So to appear in the eternal realm of God, you must finish Christ.
Yes,
say, I will finish Christ.
Yes,
Okay. So the entrance into these three mysteries, I've mentioned that, is what we see in the book of 2 Peter 10 and 11. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Next, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know that everything that happened in verse 1 to this verse is in between being born again and being born of water and spirit? Everything that happened from verse 1 to this place. And that's the same way it is. That journey in the Father is also like that. In God, in the mystery of God, is also like that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's now see from verse 1. Let's just...
Yes,
I will read verse 1, you read verse 2. Are we good?
Yes, sir.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see promise there? Do you see promises there?
Yes,
meaning that whatever we have ahead are promises that we have to journey. The Yoruba people say, Tabata ato. Tabata ato aderonidi. Is a language of the hunters. Thomas Okwe Wonta is that they shoot a prey. When they shoot it like that, and then the prey is injured, you will have to trace it by the leakage of the blood. If you don't trace it, maggot will eat it for you. Eh? Yes, you have hit the target. But if you don't trace that target, we have promises. If we don't journey in the path of that promise, we can't obtain. Abi, what is the essence of a meat that you killed? That maggot ate it. Eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said before this entrance that we read before, series of work would have been done. Series of work would have been done. I have mentioned John chapter 3, between verse 1 and 7. Okay? The issue of being battered again, being born again, and being battered again and again. You see that? Water and spirit. He's talking about word and spirit. Word and spirit. Word and spirit. Water is word. We'll see get there.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Now, the kingdom is a promise.
Yes,
let me emphasize that. The kingdom is a promise that we must journey into to get the reality of that kingdom. We have journeys to make.
Yes,
please tell your neighbor, you have journey to make. Tell your neighbor, I have journey to make. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, verse 6.
And to knowledge,
And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Verse 8. Hallelujah. What am I driving out here? You see, those add to your faith, add to your virtue, add to temperance, add to... You see, all of those additions, they are acquisition in the realm of Christ. For a man to be a charity man, you must first of all acquire all these things. Amen.
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 So, because of that, God has shown his commitment by investing so much in that our journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we being blessed this morning? If you look at the book of Ephesians, let's just do some reading. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 15. I'd like us to read it. Eh? Paul wrote afore in few words that when Timothy and his people read, he will understand the mystery that he has in Christ. Abi?
Yeah.
So let's do reading, 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 reading. Ephesians chapter 4. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Wait. Perfecting of the saints. Who are the saints? People who are born again. If you are born again, you are a saint, but you are not perfect. Do you hear me? That is the reason why I am born again. Why am I still lusting after that sister? I am born again. Why do I still feel like I need to pick meat in my mommy's soup? I am born again. Why do I still lie? Why? You are born again. You are a saint. But your nature still needs to be worked on. Eh? That's the reason why they add to the church, such as to be saved. Eh? Such as to be saved. If we were not added to the church, we are not part of these saints that Paul was talking about in Ephesus. Amen?
Amen.
For the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What does it mean to edify? To raise. To build. Amen?
Amen.
You see, the work of the ministry here is not what I'm doing right now. Are you with me?
Amen.
The work of the ministry is what is happening by what I'm doing right now. What is happening in me when Daddy preaches is the work of the ministry.
Yes,
eh? When I hit the road on the street and I start preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe Jesus. He died for your sin. When I'm doing all that, I'm only announcing the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry is when a man comes into building and is being raised.
Yes,
are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 13. Let's see this. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I said, this is what Apostle Paul called Christ in you, the hope of glory, in the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. This thing that we just read like this now. The measure, the stature, then fullness. And that's the reason why Paul would travail in birth again until Christ be formed. This is what it means to have Christ formed in a man. Are you with me? When a baby is forming in the womb, the heart start beating, right?
Yes, sir.
When the heart start beating, in some world, they still say that baby is not yet alive, right?
Yes.
But when are we definitely sure that a baby is formed in the womb? When? At the delivery table.
Yes, sir.
At the delivery table. Until that baby is brought forth, we don't know how the face will look like. Mothers, you can bear me witness that the first time you saw the face of your baby, that was when your heart came to rest. Right? You wouldn't know that that boy will have the face of his mom until she is birthed. Until he's birthed. What am I saying? Fullness of Christ. Do you know that even when we talk about measure, stature, you are in Christ. But really, it remains small. May Christ be in you. Are you with me? You see that fullness gone. That is where they can now say, Christ in you, the hope of glory. At this point, it is still hope of glory. That is when they now say, yes, we have hope that this one can see glory. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, when it pains the heart of God that he created man, the devil went away rejoicing that God of the heavens and the earth cannot come to dust. Can never come to dust. But he can come to one. His name is Christ. So before this place, God cannot come to us. He has not seen Christ in us. So we don't get hope for glory. Why did I think like that? Let's see verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children. Hello. He didn't say we'll be no more children before fullness. Abby, when he was measured, did he say we'll be no more children? When he was stature, did he say we'll be no more children? It is after fullness. That we henceforth be no more children. Before fullness, we were tossed to and fro. And carried about with every winds of doctrine by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now see verse 15. He said, but speaking the truth, the major character or nature that must be battered in us, that will make us know that we are now in the realm of God, is love.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Is what?
Love.
Amen.
Amen.
It is when we start speaking the truth in love, then look at it. It's even say, may. What's the meaning of may? Probability. So it means it's hope. Hope can come to reality. And hope may not come to reality. And that's the reason why it must be with diligence. You see, in that 2 Peter, after we have gotten to charity, after it, there is still need for diligence. I mean, not be so.
Yes,
Let's quickly rush there. We'll come back here. After this verse. Look at it. Wait. For if this thing be you and abound. It might be you are not abound. To abound is that it's gotten to fullness. It can be measure. It can be stature. It has not yet abound. If you are pouring water into a cup, if it's not full to the brim, it's not yet full. If it's full to the half, it is half empty. If it's full to three quarter, it is one quarter empty. Until it's full to the brim. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you. They are the ones that make you. So it's not about what we do. It's about our nature. It's a nature. It's a nature. If they be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Underline that unfruitful and barren. We are going there. We could still get to John 15, but let's not jump the gun. Amen?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's go back to Ephesians 4:15. May grow up into him in all things. May grow up. That's the glory. Glory is that we grow up. Baba Jen Rogolo. Jo, She, Baba, Move Rogolo. If you want to use glory, is to grow up into one man. Unto a perfect man. Let's see that 15. May grow up into him. In all things. In all things. You know, Daddy had taught us the realm of all is the realm of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see that all things, they are of what? They are of what?
Of God.
Eh?
Of God.
When you say something is of you, what does it mean? It means it's you. It's part of your nature. It's nature. Amen?
Amen.
Behold, all things are new. This is not the song of a first-timer born again. This is the song of a man who have journeyed and are grown up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. As we see in that Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I am only establishing the reason why we have to pace up to capture the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And to let us know that we have no excuse. God has given enough resources. Enough resources. Bible, resources. Men, resources. Friends, resources. Brothers, resources. Sisters, resources. It only will take us to grow up together. Is it this scripture 19? No, not this one. Where he was talking about, I think chapter 2, verse 19 or so, Ephesians. Talking about growing up to him in all things, a building, a house. Fitly framed together. You see resources? Fitly framed together. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have resources, so we have no excuse. Because all the joints and the bands are supplying. We have apostles in our days that have seen the Lord. And they are supplying. If they have seen the Lord and they are supplying, what is our own? Our own is to see the Lord through them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The labor is about Christ being in us.
Yes, sir.
not we being in Christ only. Whom we preach, warning every man. Every man there are born again Christians. Not every man on the streets. Do you understand? If he say warning every man, those who are born again, they are closer. They are actually the men that he was talking about. Until they come to the place of Christ in you, which is the hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too many things to say. Let me run. So it is possible to be in Christ, and Christ is not yet in you. The labor is not just to be in Christ. The labor is that Christ be formed in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So because the hope that children can be birthed into a realm where they can desire the glory of God, Apostle Paul has to travel again and again so that a people can be birthed into a realm where they can desire God's glory. Right now, what we are desiring is our own glory, our own reputation. Do you get that? Where we don't care about God's glory. Indeed, most of us came for our hope of coming. We don't even care about the hope of his calling. Do you understand that?
Yes,
we sing song. Iwo lo ni wa, baba mo de o. Aye mi do wore, ba mi tu she. You see that thing you are doing? Moti debi moshende o, moti debi moshende, moti debi moshende o, moti debi moshende. Oluwa gba mi o ma je rarinu, moti debi moshende. Adwa! You see that thing now, visa. Visa to UK. Now contract in government house. Oluwa gba mi ma je rarinu, Children, are you with me? But there is a hope of his calling,
hallelujah,
which is the glory, that same glory that was set in front of Jesus that made him to look lightly of suffering. Until we get to that point where the whole of our being desires that glory. Desire allowance of things that they want to do in us. Just like Jesus said to John, allow it to be so, for by this we fulfill all righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the hope of our coming should be Christ being formed in us. If you have a pastor that the hope is painting to you is visa. We travel out here now.
Yes, sir.
We have our sister and our brother in Russia.
Yes, sir.
She?
Yes, sir.
They went to do the needful. They went for study. Abi?
Yes, sir.
We are not against traveling out. We are not against getting contracts. Indeed, we need money in this assembly.
Yes, sir.
And we will not go and beg an allergy and do fundraising. We are the ones that will do the giving.
Yes, sir.
Eh? Me, I'm trusting God that in no distance time, we will expand to the extent that we'll be needing a bigger facility.
Amen.
Eh?
Amen.
That this whole area will be colonized by us.
Amen.
And that we will need money.
Yes, sir.
We will need favor.
Yes, sir.
Eh? But that is not all about the reason why we are here.
Yes, sir.
It is a man, you know, even in the church of the Holy Ghost, they can sell their house and feed brethren.
Yes, sir.
How much more in the church of Christ?
Aye.
Eh? You see, all the activities that happen before Christ,
yes,
is the Holy Ghost too.
Yes,
now, Holy Ghost.
Wow.
Everything, add to your faith virtue. Eh? To the point where you get to charity. Now, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
This is what I see the Lord doing in this season. He's helping our parents in the Lord to travel in birth again. I tell you, whenever I see daddy teaching and he stands up, you know, the day he was teaching us about taking a form.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then he has to squat.
Yes, sir.
He has to squat. I said, God, this man is traveling. To describe the things in his mind that the Holy Spirit is showing to him. Abi, is it the matter of bowing? Take a bow. Take a bow. Ha! I see a man traveling in birth. That peradventure in this season, many can be batted in due season. I will be one of those people batted. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you know that the season we are in this house is the time of raising the servants of our God. Eh? But the servant of our God cannot be raised. No man can serve God without being Christ. And that's the first point of appointment,
yes,
if you will serve God.
Yes,
everything we do before Christ, we are only preparing ourselves for service in Christ, you know, in Christ's realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you seen a member of a unit being asked to lead that unit? What does it mean? It means that that what you have been doing before, you will now do it on another level as the leader of that unit. A man that is made a pastor is not from outside the brethren. He's from among the brethren. Only that he has been given another commissioning to serve at another realm than where he was serving from. So, the priest is not brought out from among the brethren. It was from among the brethren that they brought him out. So, Moses will say, a prophet shall the Lord send unto you from among the brethren. If it's not from among the brethren, it's not the prophet that God sent. It's another prophet. Are you with me?
Amen.
So, the truth is that the beginning of the raising of God's servant is charity. Fullness of Christ. That is when the journey really begins. Are you with me? This is why the gospel is very important. Because it is the power of God unto salvation. Daddy was talking about gospel recently, and was saying that it is the gospel that we undo what was done in us,
yes,
by the fall.
Yes,
there is a venom. Eh? No wonder he came as serpent to deceive the woman.
Yes,
what he did was not just ordinary words.
Yes,
he communicated a venom.
Yeah.
Venom that cannot be cleared from the system of man except by another venom. Do you know that anti-venom is also venom?
Yes,
only that it is a venom that now carry life,
yeah,
to destroy the life of the venom,
yes,
that is inside man.
Yeah.
And that's the gospel.
Wow.
No wonder they will have to nail him to the cross. They nail sin himself,
yeah,
to the cross.
Yeah.
He took the venom and hung the venom on the cross. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all the work of conversion from new birth to charity and to the revelation of the glory of the Lord is gospel work. Gospel work. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 40. Comfort ye, my people. Say the Lord. Move on. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem.
and cry unto her. Don't just speak. Cry unto her. What is gospel? It's a good news. Back in the days, when you want to receive news from the king, what will you do? You put a town crier and he will carry a gong. Go, 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 go. Eh, kereo, kereo, atonile, atalejo, obaninkinyo. Wani tobadi, ije, kigwagwaralu, kakwe josa fiobao. Mo wire abimi o wire. You see that thing he's doing? He's a cry. And that's the gospel. Gospel is in word and spirit. It's in the scriptures and power. Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. He said, you always do it. For you know not the scriptures, nor the power of God. You see that? Those two things that Jesus mentioned there. That is the gospel. Eh? Let us kill it. But let us with spirit. What does it do? Give it life. Do you know that spirit writes on letters? Spirits. Not just only spirit. No wonder some people will read the Bible and they will end up in doing other things. Where did they get their doctrine from? Bible. One spirit lighted upon the Bible for them, upon scriptures for them, and they entered into another realm. What are we saying here? Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Spirit is saying you have to run fast.
Yes, sir.
You have to respond to the gospel fast, fast, fast.
Amen.
Quickly.
Amen.
Because it is the power of God. It is power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cry unto her that our warfare is accomplished. What is the meaning of accomplishment? Eh? When you have settled the matter. You want to buy a car. You bought it already. It is accomplished. Abi?
Yes,
that's the kind of accomplishment we know. You want to build a house. You have roofed it. And then you do housewarming. You brought all manner of gas to come and warm the house. I beg, which pots are you going to put the house? That's accomplishment, Abi. But he's saying here, say comfortably to Jerusalem, our warfare is accomplished, that our iniquities is pardoned. That is, that thing in your nature that is making you run riot is pardoned. Is your sin is remitted. If you see remission of sin, is that we are erasing your sin by writing something else. Are you with me?
Yes.
For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for her sin. Double where? In the hands of the Lord, right?
Yes,
for her sin. Uh-huh. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Go on. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. Who is this? Who is this? Malachi chapter 3. Remember, Jerusalem has received double from the Lord's hand for our sins, right? He didn't say the entire world. He said Jerusalem. Who are the people in Jerusalem? The Jews. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Who is this?
the voice that crieth in the wilderness. The double that the Jews received for their sin is John and Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Is who?
John and Jesus.
My messenger and the messenger of the covenant.
Yeah.
Now let's go on. He said, and the Lord whom you seek at this point, my messenger has finished his work. The next thing is that the messenger of the covenant has appeared. Whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Next verse. But who may abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a... See another double. See another double. He's like what? And what? Refiner's fire, comma. That is one thing. And a fuller soap, second thing. Double for sin. Go on. Next verse. All this double is not for naught. There is a reason. And he shall sit as a refiner's fire, purifier of silver. Refiner's fire, purifier of silver. There are two different things. Are you seeing twin? Twin. Double, double, double. Everything now double, double. Now double, double. This is double, double. Not car and wife. Not house and children. Shiliola. You know Shiliola? Shiliola now double now. It means that immediately I finished building my house, the child came. Shiliola. Double. Abby? Tokumbo? Now double now. I got visa. I travel out. I give back to Peking. Double. Ah! Those doubles don't make sense in service. They are just things that God gave to us to have reasons to stay here. God is kind. He's kind. You know that as human beings, we can give up to say, what am I even here for? No wife, no children, no job, no money, no house, no nothing. Am I saying those things are bad? Have you not been eating since you met the Lord? Have you not buy new shoe, new clothes since you've met the Lord? Eh? Well, we read one scripture the other time. Is it not 2 Peter? All that is needed for life and godliness. Abi, he gave to us. Abi, and life and godliness is in God. But it also includes our life and livelihood here. Amen. Yeah. Are you seeing this twin? The purifier of silver. Refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them. There is difference between purifying and purging. Eh? This is where John 15 comes in. But let's not go to John 15 yet. Let's just stay here. He said, he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. So, you purify gold, you purge silver. Do you see that? Do you know the typification of this in among the Jews? Gold typify something. Silver typify something. King and priests. So the sons of Levi are supposed to be a kingdom of priests.
Now, why will we purge them? Why will he purify them? That they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. Who does offering to the Lord if not his servants? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You see all those double-double? Is to raise a man. And then in the New Testament, you know, it's not the sons of Levi anymore. It was Aaron and his children.
Yeah.
But here, it is Christ and his sons.
Hallelujah.
I'm only saying that until we break into the realm of Christ, until we become a son in the realm of Christ, and we have a first brother, a first begotten, meaning that we also must be begotten to that realm.
Yes,
when we get there, service just begin. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we have seen the work of the gospel. I said all the work of conversion for new birth, from new birth to charity and to the revelation of the glory of the Lord is the gospel work. And we saw that in Isaiah and then Malachi. Okay? So, she had received of the Lord and double for all her sins. So, we described that in the book of Malachi. So, I said this can only be done by the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. So the gospel purifies and purges us from the venom of the evil one that make all the imagination of man to be evil continually. Are we on the same page?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the labor of the Lord in this hour. The labor that God is doing now. You know, I told us that how we got to where we are right now.
Yes, sir.
We are not confused.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We are not confused.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes some people will be discussing and they will be like, ah. Kilagbe kileju. Mbolatu jasibai. It's because you are not following the thoughts. And then some thoughts out of this world. But this one, we know where we are coming from. Eh? And we know where we are going to. So we won't say, if we don't know where we are going to, let us return to where we are coming from. No. We shall be where. Amen? So the labor of the hour is that Christ be formed in us. Amen? And that we are raised and purged to be a people who can be found in the realm of righteousness offering. Are you with me? The reason why God brought us here is so that we can be purged.
Yes, sir.
So that we can be, you know, purified.
Yes, sir.
So that we can be a house of priests.
Yes, sir.
That can offer offering.
Yes,
in righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The Lord wants to raise servants.
Yes, sir.
In righteousness.
Yes, sir.
And the only place where he can start with them is the realm of Christ.
Yes,
and there are many ladders you will have to climb in the realm of Christ to get to fullness. Eh? Those additions in the book of 2 Peter. Eh? Eh. Summary of the background. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3. Let's start reading from verse 7. It's a long read, 7 to 19. You know, that's where Daddy has been hewing out commandments. Can we say God bless Daddy? You see, all these things that I've said before now is actually hid. Human being cannot find it. Do you understand what I said? How many people have you met in life that they are concerned is they want to be a servant of our God. How many people? Rather, they want to be a servant of NNPC. They want to be a servant of Shell. They want to be a servant of Chevron. Those who are humble, they want to be the servant of OAUTH. Those who are humble. They want to be a servant of academics in OAU. They want to be a professor. They want to carry a load and not put it down. Professor. Eh? She won't first saw ni. Thomas Okwe, awujo, awon ojogbon. Won ti ko nkan kan sori ton fe so. Eyo. Psalm 90, I read it the last time I came.
Yes, sir.
Eru won only commandment to won give. It turned men to destruction and it turned man to destruction and asked the children of men to return. And that eru to e keyan gberu laye yin ni yen. Sugbon elomi agbe ekanna agberu. A lohun o fe so. Elomi we will only be treating one cell in the liver, one cell in the liver, just one. Could any fe so mo? Our dear rueleru sori afati edani. May we not be like that.
Amen.
Amen. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying that this thing we are discussing is hid from the realm of man.
Yeah.
Because it's actually the realm of God.
Yeah.
It's actually the world of God. Yes, that he called it the world of God. If you will be a servant indeed of God, you must be in his world.
Yes, sir.
Abibeko,
yes, sir.
Will a waiter go and stand at the gate? Waiter. Who is supposed to be serving at the table? Will he go and start at the gate? In King Palace, a servant, will he go and stay in the village?
No, sir.
No, you have to be in the same world.
Yes.
You have to be in the same vicinity. And the vicinity they want to bring us to now is the ground of love. Chapter 3. You see the verse 7 gone is showing us the investment of God's commitment. Wherefore, I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. What is this power? The gospel of Christ. Thank you. Now, let's go to verse 9. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? Why will it be unsearchable? Because to the world of the Gentiles is not existing. You don't look for what is not existing. What you don't need, you don't look for it. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Mystery, you're going to go, which is from the beginning of the world, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus. The mystery has been hid, though, both all of the mysteries, including Christ's own, including the Father's own,
yes,
including God's own, is inside the secret. God is in the secret place. Abibeko?
Yes, sir.
We have read that scripture over and over again. Your God, who sees you in the secret, will... God has a way with the secrets.
Yes, sir.
So, even when he blesses a man, he will bless him with the hidden treasures. Hidden treasures. Of the breast, of the deep, of the dark. How can God keep treasure in the dark places? Can you imagine? It means that what he's even talking about is not natural wealth. What he's talking about is these things that Apostle Paul is talking, saying it is hid in God. So the place of the breasts, the place of the deep, and the place of the dark places, they're actually in God. Because God himself hid himself in darkness. Kai, this our God is a terrible being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's move to verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might in by his Spirit in the inner man. Did I hear amen?
Amen.
Did I hear amen?
Amen?
Actually, that's the prayer today. That's the prayer. Underline it. That's the prayer. You should take that prayer from this message. But before we get there, what strength in the inner man does is that he supplies grace for you to have faith. Amen?
Amen.
Being rooted and grounded in love. Step number one. They root you and ground you in love. Is different from step number 2, which we'll get to in verse 19, but let's read 18. That may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know, say to know, what? Say it boldly. So let's say it boldly. What is it that we should know? Which what? Can you see what I'm seeing? Do you see what I'm seeing? Do you see what I'm seeing? At this point, he's no longer in the realm of Christ. He don't journey to the end. So when we come to the realm of Christ, what did they do? They plant us.
Yeah.
And we take roots. And when we take roots, is where? Is where? Inside where? Inside where did they plant us? Go back to that verse. Let's see it together. Where did they ground us? Where did they ground us? Where did they ground us? And when you say rooted and grounded, it means first of all they will have planted. And when they planted, you see all of those process of adding to faith, adding to faith, adding to, and that is the process of preparation of the seed. You see, by the time they drop you there, it's because you will not be barren. You will not be unfruitful. That's the reason why they planted you there. Then when they now say rooted and grounded, abundant entrance into the kingdom of our God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Do you see what I just said now?
Yes.
Me, I'm seeing pictures. I'm seeing a seed. You know, they would have prepared that seed to guard it against the venom of insects. If you look at a seed, there is a place that if it's missing inside the seed, forget, the remaining shaft, the life is gone. What did they call that thing? Again name. If you look at maize, it's always in that pointed side. If you look at beans, it's in that place where it looks like eye. Is it embryo? Embryo of the seed. They would have gathered it, prepared it. It is when they are sure that this thing can be fruitful. It will not be barren. And it will not be unfruitful. That is when they will now grant abundant entrance into the kingdom of the Lord. That is rooted and grounded in love. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, look at this verse 19. You know, grace and peace be multiplied unto you by what?
Knowledge.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge. So you will know knowledge to a point that it will make no sense again. The love will make no sense. Eh? Jesus, help me. Without being strengthened with might in the inner man, a man cannot dare this journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is a journey in the world of God. And it is called the world of love. Daddy called it the world of love. Eh? The world of God's love. Amen.
Amen.
Daddy has been introducing us to that world and the system that runs it. That's the way I summarize it. There is a system that runs the world of God's love. That if you don't know that system, you don't know that world. It's like you want to fly a plane without knowing the system that runs it. If you are a driver and you don't know the engine system, you are just helping them to drive. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be driving and something will do something. You will just, radiator, it's in Joe. You know waiting they do the car. Mo, one be bye-bye. Can you come and help me patch it immediately? Kasali mo de fe kick moto ikosise o da pe ignition ti ni problem. Ti kasali ba de to ba won ko mo nkan kan pa moto. A fa ori e. Hey. Are we together?
Yes,
so, Daddy has been making us to see the world of God's love and the system that runs it. Eh? Ibe la ma fada gba message irosi. I said, if any man will not be admitted and function in that world. Okay, if any man will be admitted and function in that world, there are attitudes that must be formed in us until it becomes our nature. Attitude unto nature. You know that attitude can be by copy. Brother Jabez is giving. This brother, they give. He's a giver. When they are counting giver in this church, as they are counting Brother Jabez, they must count me. At that point, Brother Jabez is your pointer. And as you are doing, actually is permitted in the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Follow the churches. They gave us example of people we must follow. The churches, those who love the truth, Abby, and they gave us example of people we must not follow. They who have things against the doctrine, we can't follow them. Okay? So imitation is allowed. Eh? Is it the Philippian people or Thessalonian people? They follow the apostles like bumper to bumper. Anywhere you enter, we go enter with you. They receive them as though they are receiving the Lord. Eh?
Yes.
That thing they did. Be ye followers of me as I am of Christ. That was what they did. Amen?
Amen.
So, it is possible to be following and it has not yet become a nature. But the day Brother Jabez ceases to be your reason why you are giving, to we are born to be givers. My life is supposed to be given. Indeed, I should give my life to God. And from there, you are giving everything you have. Then you are a giver.
Yes,
but before, you see they follow them come. You know, follow come charger.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes,
we be follow come until it become nature.
Yes,
in us. Are you with me? I say these are attitudes that we must diligently engage, imbibe, engage.
to become part of us. I'll give you an example. In this house, you know we greet.
Yes, sir.
You know we smile.
Yes, sir.
You know we learn to give warmth. We shake ourselves. We hug ourselves. Abi?
Yes, sir.
In this house, we give warmth. In all manner of ways. Righteously.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Don't go and hug that sister in a way that I'll be looking at you with side, bombastic side high. I could just say, look you. You go no say that one where you do now is from unrighteousness, not righteousness. Do you know that it can be difficult for a man to smile?
Yes, sir.
Smiling. Why some people, their whole life, they've known themselves smiling. You know, Daddy was saying one of these days, how God created us beautifully and wonderfully. And he was saying, you can imagine the mouth of Pastor Lani in my mouth. How would my head look like? Do you know why my mouth is this big? Because I smile a lot. From childhood, I have always known myself as a smiler. I smiled to a point that my grandmama, maternal grandmama, gave me a name. He called me Uwa. Iya Jebu gave me a name, Uwa, meaning Omoluabi, well-behaved child. God, I beg. So somewhere there, I'm funny enough, that can be unrighteousness for me, sure you know, that I'm smiling like that. Does not mean I have imbibed the doctrine of the house that say, give warmth.
Yes,
I may be smiling and not give warmth. I'll be smiling like this and in my heart. I bet the sister I'm changing now. The red here, you gone, oh God. And I'm smiling to her. I'm smiling to the sister changing now. Sister, how are you? And in my heart, go tell mama she ain't raring. Sister Uchenna, oh my God. God, when? You just when the sister and mom went, you only buy. One day, I had a fellow call. What is my business? What is my business in that journey? My soul does not need to take that journey. My soul was to just give warmth. That sister Uchenna will leave me and be glad that she met me that day. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
As small as that is, for me, it could be like a nature. Because if you meet me, I'm already smiling. Because I know, if I'm not smiling, my face no really fine like that. You know, there is a time of the day that if you look at mirror, you know, go like your face. Every time you look at mirror, what will you do? Naturally, you want to smile. Because you don't want to see that other side. Are you with me? I'm just giving an example of attitudes we must engage onto nature. I call it like that. Attitude engagement onto nature. So, lately, Daddy has been talking about meekness. This is where we talk. Hello, people. Hello, children of the living God. How many of us have been following Daddy in that teaching? Okay, what is meekness? According to Reverend Busi Olabode, 2026. Meekness. Can we have a mic, please? What did Reverend Busi Olabode call meekness? Plenty names, so he described meekness in many ways. Or you can just say one thing he said about meekness. Quickly. Time they go. Posture of humility. Almost there. But that will give somebody an idea.
Next. At least I need like 3 or 4 persons. I have been mentioning Sister Uchenna's name. Okay. Bro Solomon. Okay.
Things you can let go.
Let me help you. Letting go of your rights. No, rights. Let's not go reputation yet. Of your rights. Letting go of your rights and privileges. But Oshi Kunkaka niwa jwe. Oh yes.
Meekness is be humbled to learn.
Being humble to learn.
Or to put away what you have learned to relearn.
Akakaka. Hey. That one is another side.
Wow.
This is from one Pastor James said.
Okay.
Said having strength but being able to keep it under control.
Ah
yeah.
One more. Oh.
Self-control.
Self-control. How? Wait. Self-control. You know, when you talk about meekness, you can have self-control and no meeko. There are plenty of people in the streets who get self-control. They will see that babe. The babe fine. Pa! And they don't go look twice. You know, they shock them. Self-control. Self-control, how? You see that thing they talked the other time? Who talk him? Brother Solomon. Letting go of your rights and privileges. I will now put the remaining in the line and path of service. That is self-control. Are you with me? Sit down, bro. Bro, Henry. I like that name. So, my pastor gave him sick. Making yourself of no reputation. I get class. I beg. I'm out of your league. Do you know that somebody can even be under the league of another person and because of that get reputation? Baby is out of my league. I can't go near her. I can't even go near her. Meanwhile, all that you should do is to give warmth for sister for shush. But you go say, she's out of my league. You are not meek, bro. You are proud. Because you feel she's better than you. You are proud. Are you with me? It's true. Laying down your rights and privileges in line of service. Taking a form of a servant. Serving brethren by commitment of love. Those are meekness things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know one thing about meek people? They are terrible givers. For you to lay down your rights and privileges, you are a bad giver. You know when you say somebody is a bad singer? If you hold mic like this, glass cup can break. Bad singer. Bad is different from bad. You understand what I'm saying? Bad is a very good, too good. Meekness can give unconditionally. Let's just see samples of their giving. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. What did he say? What did he say? What did he say? Now, next verse. Take! What happened before taking now? I want to give you something. I say, take, Abby. What I'm doing is giving. What he's doing is... So, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Why should you do that? Do you see why? Look at the why now. Are we seeing the why together? For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Now, two transactions there. The person that is giving and the person that is taking. This man cannot find rest. The person that is taking can never find rest unto his soul if the person giving is not giving. Do you know also that it's meekness to take? The only thing you can do in this life is to give. When they give, you say, let's give it to those who need it. You are proud. You are not meek. Eh? I believe there is nobody like that in this house. Amen? If you give me, I will gladly receive it. It becomes my own. Then if I want to give it, it's not me saying, give it to somebody who needs it. If many times things come to you that is not your own. That it comes to you from that person because of another person. It's not the business of the person who gave you. It's your business to redirect it to where it should be. So that you will not eat your seed and plant your bread. We were taught today a business tip, right? Eh? How will it look like? Even if you throw your bread upon many waters, it will come back to you for consumption only. It's not for planting. That the increase in size does not mean that you should plant it. Or does not mean that you sowed it. Eh? Are you with me? This place just showed to me that, number one, it is meekness to meekness in its nature, gives. And meekness in its nature, takes. And funny thing is that those who give are also good receivers. But if you can only give and you are not a good receiver, that means you are not meek. Yes, you are not lowly in heart. Yes, can you imagine? Jesus said, come unto me. Come unto me. Those who are heavy laden, those who labor, I will give you rest. Let's see another giving done by this nature in the land of love, you know, in the world of God's love. John 3:16. Indeed, we can say that offhand. Abibeko, who want to tell me? For God so loved the world. Indeed. Priest, thank you. Priest is even telling me these scriptures. Can we clap for the children? When you are in the city or world of God's love, you will automatically be a giver. For God so loved the world that he gave his only. Can you give your only shoe? Can you give your only clothes? Can you give your only, the last cup of rice? And you don't know, you know, hope for lunch. Eh? Life campaign is coming now. Indeed, Zoe conference is coming. Zoe conference is just behind us like this. We just turn that corner now and we see Zoe conference. We need money. Can you give your only begotten, beloved salary? Only. You have planned. You know, the culture of giving to our friends who are getting married is actually an act of meekness. If you have not been part of it before, you better start looking for opportunities. In the house, if you are getting married, if your friend is getting married, let me not say if you are getting married, because you will like that one. If your friend is getting married, you and our friends, you and his friends should gather to see how do we make this day fine. And you will not just make the day fine by sewing your own clothes. You will contribute money. Eh? And you will give to the bosom of your friend.
Hallelujah.
Lavishly.
Amen.
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 I'm not talking torokobo. No be torokobo. Eh, we had some good weddings in this house this year, right?
Yes, sir.
Three of them.
Yes,
Abby. They are smiling at me now, rejoicing in the Lord, bouncing in the Lord. Good. I'm only saying that giving only begotten, only owned, only. Can you imagine? Only begotten son he gave. Why? He want to save the people. He want to give. He wants to give them opportunity to come into his realm of love.
Yes.
That's the reason. Abibeko, are we good?
Yes, sir.
Let's see Romans 8. Let's see what is there. Romans 8, 32. Let's see what is there. Quickly. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him? Eh? It means that he's not only giving only begotten. He's giving plenty things with him. Eh? How shall he not with him also freely give us? Do you know these all things? What is these all things? He's in the realm of God. Charity believeth all things. Eh? Are you with me? This is the world. This is the realm of their love. And if we will be a true servant indeed, we will give.
Amen.
This one, now it shocked me past. Ephesians chapter 5, 25 and 26. Husband. Did I hear? Hmm? Husband! There are husbands here now. Even those singles brothers, do you single brothers? You should answer. Because you two will soon become husbands. Hear me. Husbands! Husbands! Love your wife. Even as Christ also loved the church and what? And what? What did he give? He gave clothes, shoe, house, car. Meaning that husband, you should love your wife and give yourself. Eh? Meaning that the realm of their love, they give everything that they are. Everything. They leave nothing behind.
Yeah.
Nothing is left behind. I now imagine. I said if they give everything, that nothing is left behind, am I not in trouble like this? Because I'm not even sure I have given anything. Eh? I hope I'm not just a receiver. Mwa. Some doors. The only thing they know how to scream is mwa, mwa. They don't know how to shout bah. When that door is closing and he's doing krong, what he's saying is mwa. That means bring. And they will just close quietly. Tick him. Like as though they are padded. But you see some doors, they are dangerous. They will even sound, pew. They just do, bah. Some people are like that. They don't know more. All they know is take. Bah. And that should not, please, you should not stay in that realm. Eh? Allow for bringing also, okay? What am I saying?
If all the, in the realm of this love, eh? He said, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify. Kai. Do you see the double?
Yes,
do you see the double?
Yes,
sanctify and cleanse it. Jesus.
Die.
Wives, you are blessed.
Amen.
Yeah. Say amen now.
Yeah.
If you are a sister in this house, you are blessed. Whether you are married already or you are in the line, in the pipeline. Whether there is a process or not, you are in the pipeline.
Yes, sir.
I will soon dash you all under Pastor Rery. I will dash you all to your husbands.
Amen.
I'm waiting to see some of you getting married in school.
Amen.
You will get married and nothing will spoil.
Amen.
You will have your first class and your baby.
Amen.
Eh?
Amen.
Nothing will spoil.
Double.
Double now. First class. You will get degree. Degree zoology. And degree homology. Pow! Eh? Degree musicology. And homology. You'll be taking paternity leave in school. Just, Oga, please, sir. My wife just delivered a baby. Bouncing baby boy. Indeed, they are even twins. Boys and girls. Oga, please, sir. That rehearsal this evening, can you just give me a space? And I will join you in class tomorrow, sir. It means in the realm, in their realm, when they give to do double. Sanctify and cleanse by the washing of water by the word. I now remembered when Daddy was saying you must have water to wash.
Yes,
it means you must be in the realm of God's love.
Yes,
because it's only in that realm then get water to wash.
Yes.
No wonder. I have washed your leg. You must also wash your brethren's feet. If Jesus now gives us this kind commandment, are we not in good trouble? Very wonderful trouble,
yes,
that we must face headlong and put our head, put our hand, put our leg, everything inside.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know the funniest thing? The Father does not give like this before because he wants to vaunt. Charity vaunted not.
Yes.
Some people want to give to lay claim. Now, me sponsor your wedding. You are now here. You are telling me what is not. Eh? Is it not that your husband that I marry for you? You are now preferring that your husband over me. Eh? Those are the people who are not in the realm of God's love at all. They don't know it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They do it in meekness and lowliness. That verse we read. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Learn of me. Why? I am meek and lowly. So the rest they are giving is actually meekness and lowly hearts. That is the rest they are giving. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that God condescend to us.
Yes, sir.
He condescend to give us his son. Hallelujah. So that's meekness. Amen.
Amen.
Another thing they give. Look at Jesus. John 17. John 17, verse 4 and 5. Quickly, please. Are we there? I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self. Eh? Now, he's asking for two things here. Look at it. With thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So he had a glory before the world was. And he left that glory. He gave up that glory.
Because he wants to do the work that is given to him and finish it. So now he's asking for that same glory that he left, plus himself, plus the Father himself. He now wants to embody a glory that he didn't have that kind of glory before. He now wants to merge the two together. And the Father answered him indeed. He even gave him that glory. See how God gives. Amen?
Amen.
Let's quickly see John 15. John 15, 7. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. No, remember, by this point, you would have come to a point where you recognize the power of God that can both will. That can both will of his good pleasure and do it. You will not be willing just anything here. What you will here is not motor car. If you will motor car, it's because it's in the will that want to do his good pleasure. Do you understand? Uh-huh. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Next verse. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Okay, next verse. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. So continue ye in my love. You see what is going on here? An equation of a threefold cord. Do you see that? Operation of the Father, the Son, and his sons. Because his sons are his disciples.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is sure now that they want to bring us also into the realm of their love. Yes. Next verse. If ye keep my commandment, and ye shall abide in my love. So what will make you stay in my love is you keeping my commandment. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Go on. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Next verse. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved thee. So, if we are going to love one another, there are too many things we'll be doing to ourselves, plus giving. Do you understand what I just said now? And all that we do to ourselves is going to be in meekness. If somebody sin a sin that is not unto death, we will give him life in meekness. Abi? Somebody confesses his faults to us, we will not kill him there. We will strengthen him to do righteousness. Abi Beko? Somebody bring a thought to us, and then we will direct the thoughts into the path of righteousness if he's not taking that trajectory before. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to commit to laying down our lives for one another by meekness.
Yes,
we have to engage this commitment by faith. Remember, he has to strengthen us in the inner man by his spirit, right? And by faith, we can go on journeys. It is that strength in the inner man that we have to ask for now. You know, I said the other time that that's the prayer. Amen?
Amen?
It is not what you know how to do. In our own natural whatever. As I talk the other time, say, I shall be smile small. It took doctrine to teach me why to smile. It's not everything you smile at. You can't be staying on some matters and you'll be smiling. That matter is not serious. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So until the gospel helps us, until we have enough faith by the strength of the Spirit, we may not be able to do all these things. Ephesians. For this cause I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3, right? You see all those 3:16s? They are terrible.
Yes.
Go and check the epistles, 316. They are dangerous. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That ye being rooted in and grounded in love. Let's carry it from 16 to 18. This is our prayer today. With all the saying, the breadth and the length and the depth and height. And to know the love of God. That's the end of the journey. That's the end of the journey. How do we pray this prayer today? We are going to read this scripture and personalize it. Do you understand? Because I don't know how to capture it. That will capture it better. A whole Apostle Paul captured it. Are we ready to pray? Can we begin to pray these scriptures? Open your eyes and read the scriptures. Put your name. That the Lord will grant me, Olani Ifolaon, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in my inner man. That Christ may dwell in my heart by faith. That I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ with passeth knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Come on, pray the prayer this morning. Pray the prayer this morning. Oh, malelele, apire debele, that in this house we will have a bunch of people that have come to know the Lord, that have been filled with all the fullness of God, that in this house we will be a company of people that will know the love of Christ and be filled with the fullness of God. That in this season, the measure you want to do is done. The measure you want to do is done. Even in me. Come on, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.